America Meditating Blog Talk Radio Show. We collect wisdom, hear stories, and inspire each other. I'm Sister Jenna. Tune in live from Monday through Friday at 8 a.m.
My confidence comes from knowing there is a force, a power, greater than myself that I'm a part of and is also a part of me.
We're all interconnected. We're all in this together.
We start questioning things. Why is it like this? Is God the person with the old white beard?
I just fell really hard. I don't want to be carrying that anymore.
To ask these questions is really the privilege of being human.
Hope is the simple belief that things can change.
I don't know why, I just know I have to be there. I just have to be there.
I believe in the things that I see and touch and hear.
The way I look at it, God brought me into this world for a purpose. The same as God brought every human being into this world for a purpose.
Do you like to meditate? Have you tried to meditate? Have you struggled with meditation? Why don't you visit one of the Brahma Kumaris Meditation Center? Visit brahmakumaris.org.
This is Karina, Virginia, and I love the America Meditating Radio Show, and I love Sister Jenna. Bless you all. Enjoy.
Take a break. Breathe. Why don't you visit the Peace Village Learning and Retreat Center, 518-589-5000.
Reach out and touch somebody's Hello, everyone, and welcome to America Meditating Radio Show. I'm your host, Sister Jenna. We're broadcasting from the beautiful Meditation Museum 2. Yep, that's the one that's in Tyson's Corner, and I go there in the evenings for sunset meditation, and I have to tell you how beautiful the space is and the energy of a living silence and the living sense of loving presence is definitely accumulating. So we're continuously inviting you to come and join us to keep creating that energy of life in that space. We're looking forward to having a very dear friend of mine on, Diane Tillman, who has worked with young people and families as a school psychologist for 23 years and also a member of the Brahma Kumaris for 34 years. We're going to be engaging in a beautiful conversation with Diane. But before we get her on the line, let's do what we do best here, and that is to go into our zone of meditation and our own personal place of power and love for God. Ready? Breathe in deeply, inhale, relax. Om Shanti. The time that we choose to be aware doesn't necessarily require me to just sit and meditate. But even while I walk and move around, I can be in a meditative awareness, which is awareness of the soul, the original, eternal, imperishable being of light. For a little while, I'd like to invite you to be present, to be here, and to be now. Allow your mind to settle in the moment, to relax. This meditation is about awareness. It's about becoming aware of your original and eternal self. It's about connecting to your truth. Let go of your name. And observe yourself feeling nameless. Let go of your gender to discontinue thinking you're a man or a woman. Let it go and observe how you would feel walking around without a gender. Let go of the role that you play and let go of the titles that you own. Observe how you're feeling as you are gradually letting go. Let go of your religion and put it aside just for now. And let go of your nationality and even the language that you're accustomed to. Imagine you have no name, gender, role, title, religion, nationality, or even a language. Ask yourself, how do you feel at this moment? And in this feeling, who would think of you, and who would you think of? supreme soul would think of you. And you, the liberated soul, would think of the supreme. In this state of absolute freedom, I am truly who I am. A free, peaceful, pure, immortal, and eternal soul. Allow yourself to just be absorbed in this awareness. At this time, Welcome back, everyone. That was Kristen Hoffman from her Love and Gratitude and the Letting Go Meditation from the Off the Grid into the Heart CD. Well, the America Meditating Radio Show is very happy to welcome Diane Tillman. Diane enjoyed working with young people and their families as a school psychologist for 23 years in Southern California and one of the creators of a global values education initiative called Living Values Education. She has authored 15 resource books on values education and circled the globe numerous times to do seminars in more than 30 countries. Diane has done values education seminars for UNESCO, educators, educational organizations, and street children agencies at universities, schools, just about everywhere. She recently wrote a mindful parenting guide entitled Nurturing with Love and Wisdom, Disciplining with Peace and Respect. As a meditator with our community, the Brahma Kumaris, for 34 years, Diane finds people of all ages who enjoy and take benefit from inner stillness, peace, and love. Diane's deep personal interests are the process of transformation and helping create a world that's better for everyone to live in. Today, we're happy to welcome Diane Tillman. Hi, Diane.
Hello, Jenna. Thank you so much. I enjoyed the meditation.
No, good. I'm glad that you did. Om Shanti, my dear friend. We're happy to know that you've been participating in the belief screenings at your center there, but also I think a lot of folks are not even aware of the extensive work that you have done in the area of education and growth and development. And I think we have this tendency of feeling when individuals come into meditation or spirituality, they tend to move a lot away from the world, thinking that that's not a means of spirituality, but you stayed in it pretty much until you were ready for your retirement. Could you enlighten our listeners a little bit about your spin on what spirituality means to you and why you think it's still so important to be very engaging in the world and the current issues in our world?
You know, Jenna, I think that spirituality actually propelled me to being more engaged in the world. I think spirituality and meditation give you an unlimited love and a strength. And for me, it gave me a much clearer understanding that every single soul on the planet is my family, that we're all God's children, that we all have peace at our core. And so with the Brahma Kumaris, there was actually the possibility to take that love and all of my knowledge as an educational psychologist and help develop this project called Living Values Education. So we're in 65 countries now teaching conflict resolution and helping kids learn how to fill themselves with love and peace and respect and have more social and emotional skills. And if you don't mind a long answer, I think that, you know, the Brahma Kumaris really helped me look at values, and I thought a little bit about values, but hadn't realized the incredible impact that they have, not only on our own lives and our relationships, but also on the whole world, on the society. They impact us in every moment, and so there was the opportunity to really think about that, and I loved it. So with the strength and the love and the peace I got from meditation, I must admit that I started to work a little bit harder, perhaps a little bit more peacefully.
I'm sure. Now, is the Mindful Parenting Guide also added to the Living Values Education Program, or is it something different?
It's sort of a combination. The Living Values Education series is strictly it's mostly for educators, although it's been being used in many different areas. I mean, it's used by universities, it's used by preschools, but I'm finding, like, for example, in Indonesia, in Maldives, it's being used in police departments. It's being used in all kinds of places, in Indonesia, in police departments too. So it is interesting, it does branch out occasionally. But that is very much a program that's somewhat spiritual, but it's also very educational, and it's designed for people of all faiths or no faiths. So it can be used in any setting. In nurturing with love and wisdom, disciplining with peace and respect, I've brought in living values, but I've brought in the Brahma Kumaris in some ways, because I've brought in the philosophy of nonviolence, the understanding of the importance of love. So it really combines everything in my life, a lot of personal stories. I really feel it's so important now for all of us to learn a way to nurture each other, to nurture children in a balanced way. But also I felt it was important to show about values and how they impact. I was very concerned about not only the state of our world, but what's happening with our children. It's estimated that we have 100 children in the USA that have gone to join ISIS, Islamic State, and about 600 young people in Europe. And a lot of these children have good families, they have education, but their hearts have not been educated. So they really don't understand the contrast between peace and violence and the effect of their own actions in a wider sense. And so I felt that a nonviolent approach and a deeply nurturing approach is so important because it is really the protection of the child. That parent-child relationship and a close one is such a protection. It keeps the child safe. There's so many stories in the book. There was one story of a little girl who stole her mother's car and ended up crashing it on a stone fence of a person I was mentoring when I was working as a school psych. And the parent came and felt that she wanted to beat this little girl, and my intern said to the police officer, you know, please tell the parent not to do that. Please tell her to listen to the child and talk to her. And the mother reported back that she hadn't really talked to her 11-year-old girl for a couple of years, and that they had a long conversation. And, you know, when we are able to listen, then children can keep coming to us when they're in trouble. And this little girl and her friend had been planning to have 30 of their friends steal their parents' car and drive all the way from the small city in Los Angeles to Santa Barbara. Imagine how many people would have been killed. Relationship is so important. And so in this book, it's a rather long book, I'm afraid. We're looking at us time, and we're looking at disciplining with love, and we're looking at social media and preventing sexual abuse and, you know, bullying, many of the issues that are difficult. It's a much more difficult time to raise children than it was decades ago.
Well, I love when you spoke about the heart needs to be educated, and I think in all genres and in all sectors of life, that might be the core of why the way we interpret life is so varied and comes with very unique scenes at times. I wanted to take us now into the conversation of Oprah Winfrey's Belief series, which I know you're screening there at the Brahma Kumari Center, and it's also offering us a chance to really explore our connection and relationship with God. And I'd love to find out from Diane Tillman who or what God is to Diane, and how can we have a connection and relationship with this supreme being or God-like energy.
I have loved Oprah's series. It's very powerful and wonderful. And to answer your question, for me, God is the ocean of love and the ocean of peace. I tried to meditate for many years before I found the VKs. And now I find when I think of myself as a tiny soul, and I think of God as the supreme soul, knowing that there's this limitless abundance of love and peace and joy and power that I can tune into, it's easy. And so really that is who God is for me, a conscious, conscient being who really wants us to become our highest selves and really who wants all of humanity to live in a state of peace and joy and abundance and selflessness and harmony. So I see God as one who's completely benevolent and the giver of happiness. And I've learned so much because I feel that God in His benevolence is teaching us how to be benevolent and to recognize that this is what the universe wants. You know, a river gives water, the sun gives light. We are in harmony when we're loving. We are in harmony when we give. And so how can we recognize the importance of the Spirit over all things material? And when we recognize that importance and learn to treat each other with kindness, then I think everything else will come into balance. Everything.
That was very beautifully said. Because in participating with the screenings of Own's Belief Series, what have you observed as some beneficial scenes of participating in this, in these watch parties? Have you seen a shift in your friends and folks that have been coming and sitting and engaging in dialogue with you regarding this topic of faith and belief?
I think the shift I've seen is increased awareness of our interconnectedness, increased awareness, increased respect for different paths in different religions. I know we were all profoundly struck by the episode on love. In fact, when we finished the episode, no one could speak. We were all just stunned by the power and beauty of it. And I think what really struck me very deeply was the way Oprah had shown a couple of scenes from Islamic State and said many people think of Muslims as those that are violent and, you know, commit atrocities, but that Islam is a faith that really teaches about love. And she went into the story of this young skateboarder who had been raised by crack cocaine addicts in the USA and was looking for love in his journey in making the pilgrimage to Mecca. And it was so beautiful. But the care with which it was done, the stories, whether it was of the young Jewish boy or the woman who married her fiancé even though he had brain damage as a result of an accident. This series on the love for each other and the care for each other being an important tenet of each religion, I thought was just incredibly important. And I think there was the benefit for the people was increased compassion, knowing that everyone has their story and everyone has a belief, yet we're all in this to search for something higher, to be able to be in that space of love and eternity. And so, yes, I think everybody enjoyed immensely, and these are perhaps a few of the things that they took.
Thank you so much. I think the increased awareness of our inner connection and knowledge of the faiths more, it's definitely fostered a lot more respect and understanding. It's been a very magical journey with belief, I have to say. Even within our own Brahma Kumari community, we were able to initiate at least 34 screenings all around, actually, the country. And I know that there were more screenings that came back on the plate because individuals were saying, I wanted more of that. So thanks to OWN Values Partnership, Oprah, and the Divine for really creating this conversation at this time in our lives. Diane Tillman would like to thank you so much for joining us on the air today. And before I let you go, is there a final message that you'd like to convey to our humanity that could make the world a better place?
Believe in yourself. Know you make a positive difference. Remember that only a powerful soul can stay loving. So be powerful and stay in your love. Thank you, Jenna.
Definitely. Is there a place that we can find information on the Parenting Guide, Nurturing and Love and Wisdom? Their website?
It's on Amazon, actually. And there is quite a bit of information there. It's also on the livingvalues.net website.
Okay, fantastic. Diane Tillman, thank you so much for being on the air and for the incredible service that you're offering.
You're very sweet. Thanks immensely, Jenna. I really enjoyed chatting with you this morning.
Same here. Take care, Diane.
You too, Om Shanti.
So it's the heart that needs education more than anything else. You can come from an incredible background in your family values and life, but if you are able to bring the heart of the conversation into the equation, it could create a shift. And this is true for relationship, economy, even the way that you practice your religion, the way you use your mind, even the way you take care of your body. Are you educated at a heart level in order to bring all of these factors in your life together? So that we can work more harmoniously and we can bring this new era, this new age that we talk about all the time, that we want better relationships, we want abundance in our lives, we want healthy and great looking bodies, and we do wish to, you know, expand our abilities in life. So what am I doing in order to receive that in my own karmic story? I leave that for you to ponder on, my incredible listeners, and send out your feelings and your thoughts to #Belief or on the Facebook page of the Belief team, and I'm sure they'd love to hear from you. Thank you for joining us on the air, my friends. It's always great to know that you keep us alive, and you are also staying alive by the conversations and dialogues that we enjoy having here on the air. Remember, no one can take away your happiness unless you give them permission, and we are here to love each other the same. So let's do that. We will end with Lifted from Lucinda Drayton on her UCD. Take care, everyone. Bye-bye.